here's a story from The World.
A quick warning, before this next story, we will be talking about violence against a child. Please take care while listening. In India, anger is growing after the suspected rape and murder of a girl. She's from the lowest and most oppressed caste in Hinduism. Here's what we know happened. Last Sunday, the 9-year-old, who has not been named, went to fetch water at a nearby crematorium, the family source for reliable fresh water. When the girl did not return home, her mother went out to look for her. The Hindu priest at the crematorium said her daughter had been electrocuted. He then convinced the mother to let them cremate the body and not call the police. People living near the crematorium suspected foul play and intervened.
So villagers put water on the pyre and they removed the half-burned body of the child, and then they called the police. The police had booked these criminals on the charges of negligence and also destroying the evidence. Not more than that.
That's Yogita Bayana, founder of the group People Against Rapes in India. Bayana suspected that the death of a girl from the Dalit community, also known as untouchables, would not be thoroughly investigated and her killers would not be prosecuted.
When I went, I think I went to the spot and I reported it. However, I'm an activist, but I had to report because no media was giving any attention to this case. So I was the first one to make a video myself, going to the spot, going to the places, talking to the people, talking to the neighbors, talking to the mother. So whatever I have gathered and compiled, I only collected from the what I was hearing from the people, those who were presented there at that time.
What you found, Yogita, does it scan with what the police are finding in their investigation?
When we created this UN cry, next day they confirmed, and this is from their side, they had booked these criminals on sexual violence, also murder, everything, only after the pressure. So you see the difference, how they changed within 24 hours of creating the pressure, the mass movement.
I pointed out earlier that the Dalit community in India, in the caste system, is at the lowest of that economic ladder. Why have they been so historically oppressed or targeted in India?
The caste system does exist in India. It is the reality of our social fabric. One cannot deny that. But by and large, let me tell you one more thing. I worked almost with 100 children, irrespective of their caste, religion. They are abused. Every third child is abused in our country. And so many rape cases happen to all across the community. It is, at least when I talk about children, it has nothing to do with community. Yes, Dalit women are suppressed. They are more sexually exploited. But in this case, because they are also economically very weak. So I differentiate these two things, like have and have nots.
Yogita, let's get back to this case. Tell me more about the anger around this killing of this 9-year-old girl. What is the community saying?
We are outraged, but what we want is we want justice and we want those police officers to be suspended, terminated forever and booked for delaying and for supporting the criminals, because rather than supporting the victim's family, they were supporting the criminals. They are to be accountable. They detained the parents of the girl for 14 hours in the police station. They did not let them go and tried to manipulate, tried to brainwash them not to report unnecessarily things which can create work pressure for police or can de-repute them.
So that was problematic. The police did arrest 4 people in connection with this case. Does that spell a changing attitude in India toward these kinds of episodes?
They've done in our country, 4 years ago, we got a new law where if you rape and brutalize a girl who's, below 12, there is a provision for capital punishment. So avoiding all these hassles, avoiding all this reputation, I think the police wanted to make it look like an electrocution kind of a accident and not as a brutality and a murder.
Yogita, without strong forensic evidence in this case, do you expect justice?
No. Any which ways, I don't expect justice in any case, because justice delayed is justice denied. So many cases I have been dealing for last 14 years, none of them have gone to logical conclusion till now. They all are in the court.
So one Dalit activist was quoted saying there's rape apathy in India, especially when it occurs to Dalits. What needs to be done, Yogita, to combat both the rape apathy as well as just the sheer number of rapes occurring in India generally?
So apathy is not good enough. We want it to stop. We can't afford to lose more daughters. So we have to work on the gender sensitization. We have to teach our boys, not our girls. We always address the wrong audience. We tell our girls to wear sober clothes or don't go out in the night to protect themselves. But we don't talk to our boys. So it's not a magic wand which can just give you a quick solution. We have to combat it from, hammer it from all the corners. And it cannot be done by one person. It has to be done by the whole community, from the political leaders' wish, willpower. Otherwise, nothing will change.
Yogita Bayana is an Indian anti-rape activist. She's a founder of the People's Against Rapes in India movement. She joined us from Delhi. Yogita, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.